Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the show. Now, today we're going to be talking about India's space program. And this is a pretty cool one, a pretty cool idea from India. It's about a human craft that they'll be sending out later. But they had a test of the emergency escape system of their new crew capsule. And this move marks a significant advancement towards the country's first ever astronaut mission, scheduled for 2024. Under the Gagarin mission to Earth's orbit. Now, the capsule and its escape system, officially known as the Crew Module, the CM, and the Crew Escape System, the CES, were tested in a trial dubbed TV-D1, launched from the Satish Dhawan Space Center on the southeast coast of India. And the trial demonstrated the spacecraft's capability to abandon its rocket in the event of a launch problem, ensuring that astronauts will escape safely. Now, the launch took place early in the morning on October 21st and utilized a single-stage liquid-fueled rocket designed exclusively for this mission. As many of you may know, next year's Gagarin mission will make use of India's more potent launch vehicle, Mark III rocket, and the CM-CES pair soared to an altitude of about 7.5 miles before initiating the separation sequence, which is a crucial event that the Indian Space Research Organization, or ISRO, reported as highly successful. Now, the significance of this test shouldn't be understated. Unlike prior automated missions to the Moon and Mars, sending humans to space comes with an entirely new set of challenges, especially when it comes to safety. For instance, if the rocket has any issues during the launch, the crew escape system needs to operate flawlessly to move astronauts away from the danger zone. The ISRO declared that the test mission accomplished, tweeting through X, formerly known as Twitter, that the crew escape system had functioned as intended. Now, that's a robust sign that this mission is off to an auspicious start, setting the tone for the rest of the mission's preparation phase leading up to the 2024 launch. And in this test, the CM-CES pair were engineered to separate from each other at approximately 10.6 miles above Earth. After the separation, the CM was supposed to deploy parachutes for a soft landing in the sea off the coast. And according to reports, everything went according to plan, an outcome that highlights the expertise and engineering prowess at ISRO. Now, early reports have mentioned that the mission was initially supposed to launch at 11 p.m. Eastern on Friday, October 20th, but was postponed due to a flight computer flagging a potential issue with the rocket. However, the mission team quickly identified and corrected the problem, allowing the test flight to take off without further delays. It goes to show the agility and skill of the engineering team working on this amazing mission. Now, interestingly, though, the CM-CES pair flew up to an altitude of about 7.5 miles before the crew escape system was activated. A series of specific conditions had to be met for this to happen, demonstrating the intricate choreography of rocket science, timing, and safety protocols that underlie such tests. And in the end, the CM deployed its parachutes as planned and made a soft landing in the sea, completing the mission's primary objective. ISRO's announcement on X solidified the mission's success and provided a firm foundation for the upcoming mission. Now, India's space program has been making significant strides in recent years. Just in August, the country became the first to land a robotic probe, Chandrayaan-3, in the moon's south polar region. Shortly after, in September, India launched Aditya 1, its first solar probe designed to study the sun from a stable gravitational point about a million miles from Earth. Earlier this week, the nation went public with more daring goals for their space program. They plan to establish an Earth-orbiting space station by 2035 and have set their sights on landing astronauts on the moon by 2040. Now, these initiatives offer a glimpse into the future where India is not just a participant, but a leading player in space exploration. And if you think about it, the TVD-1 test serves as the cornerstone for all these upcoming missions. Successfully demonstrating a crew escape system is an integral first step toward realizing more complex missions, including those that may eventually carry astronauts to the moon or even further into space like Mars. Now, following the successful TVD-1 test, India plans to conduct additional unmanned missions. One such mission will include sending a robot into space next year, offering a peek into India's capability to operate sophisticated robotics in space. And all these endeavors form the building blocks for the 2025 human-rated mission, which will likely send 3 astronauts into low Earth orbit after the completion of all of the previous tests. Now, the Ganganyaan project is just a symbol of India's technological prowess, and it's great because it shows what's achievable when a nation prioritizes science and engineering. And if the mission succeeds, India will join a very exclusive club, currently consisting of only the Soviet Union, now Russia, the United States, and China, who successfully sent humans into space. Now, the budget for this project is about 90 billion rupees. That's approximately 1 billion US dollars, a substantial investment that indicates India's further commitment to making its mark in the field of space exploration. The mission aims to send astronauts to an orbit of 400 kilometers and bring them back safely after about 3 days, making it a mission closely watched by experts and enthusiasts like us worldwide. Now, with this test, India is not merely going to the stars. They're not reaching up there. It's also extending its hand for international collaborations. Well, just last month, India signed a Memorandum of Understanding, the MOU, with France to provide mutual assistance in upcoming space missions. This collaborative approach has not gone unnoticed. It is seen as a potential game changer in creating a multinational platform for space research and tech. One might wonder how this test and the upcoming mission fit into the larger scenario of international competition and camaraderie in space exploration. Well, it's not just about being the fourth country to achieve human-rated spaceflight. It's about being part of a collective endeavor to explore and comprehend the mystery of space. Given the increasing collaborative nature of space exploration, where nations share resources, knowledge, and expertise, India's progress could serve as a critical contribution to global initiatives. The series of tests and mission comes as a crucial period for humans' future in space. We're not far from the days when a commercial space tourism will become a reality, thanks to companies like SpaceX, Blue Origin, Virgin Galactic, and so on. And India's work could very well dovetail into these global ventures, offering new opportunities for research, tourism, and even potential colonization efforts. However, while collaboration is on the horizon, it's essential to remember that space is not merely a domain for competitive milestones, but also a frontier requiring shared responsibility. The sustainable exploration of space demands international guidelines and ethical considerations, and India, with its emergent capabilities, could be a significant voice in shaping these conversations. Now, I want to say thank you so much for listening to the show today. If you found this episode informative, make sure to hit the sub or the follow button on whatever podcast platform you're listening on right now. It's free, and it just takes a second, and it helps us out tremendously. And remember that each episode is around 10 minutes or under to help you catch up quickly what's going on in the space exploration world. So please take care of yourselves and each other. Oh, yeah, and also, before I go, we have a YouTube channel. It's called Space News Pod. So go to youtube.com/spacenewspod and subscribe over there. We have some long-form content and do some news over there, too. So if you're here on a podcast, go check out the videos. You'll actually get to see me, not just an audio guy. I do some video sometimes, too. So thank you so much. Take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you in the next one.